This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Did you miss me? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, guys. Always a pleasure and a love coming back from a week. Never long enough. Wouldn't it be great if we could flip things around, like make the week the weekend and then make the weekend the week? Seriously. Then you don't have to put up with me for 2 days instead of five. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys, for being with me. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of this conversation. You know, lots of things happening over the weekend, and it'd be great if we could keep up with all of them. We can't. I mean, seriously. Think about the things that happened over the weekend. Like, you know, Peter Strzok got, we'll deal with it more later on, but Peter Strzok got fired on Friday. Friday afternoon at 4:30, right? Now, they used to tell us all the time, remember, you don't fire people on the weekends. You know, because then they go home and they're all bummed out about losing their job and all that fun stuff. It just gives them too long to think about it. Really bad. It's just bad.
Just bad.
So, but when it comes to this kind of stuff, you know why they do it on a Friday, right? They got to raise your hand. You can't just jump in and scream. They do it on Friday because the news dies over the weekend. There's nothing there. You know what I mean? They don't care. So there's by the time Monday morning comes rolling around, they're like, didn't something happen Friday? What happened Friday? Am I supposed to report on something? Seriously. I mean, it's a great strategy. If you think about it, you can't fault them for it. They don't want that information to get out. So anyhow, I love that stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the left is just giddy over Amorosa. As you know, she was fired quite some time ago. Asked to leave, get your stuff out of here kind of thing, out of the White House. And when she first left, do you recall in the interviews and everything else, no, Trump's not a racist, no, this, you know, the whole thing. I mean, he was a good guy. It just never stopped. She just thought he was great. And so nobody would really interview her. They couldn't get anything nasty. And then she comes out with her book, and there might be something there, and there might not be something there, and she gets a few sprinkled interviews. And now, she's got tape, or she's got firsthand knowledge of President Trump using the N-word, using racial slurs. Is that my cup? Yeah, look at that cup. Isn't that a great cup? Mmm. And the coffee tastes so much better in it. But there's only one place to get it. It's up on the website. So, a former federal prosecutor has now said, yeah, Amorosa may have a problem. Now, here's the thing. The left is giddy over her right now. They're just loving having her out there. She's hitting the circuit. And is it only if you lie, cheat, and steal? Is it only if you do something wrong like that that you become credible to the left? Because when she was saying that the president didn't do anything wrong and she liked the president, all, you know, I mean, the left was like, yeah, you know, whatever. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's just had nothing nice to say about her. Now, my God, the heavens have opened up. The clouds have parted. The rain has stopped. And Amorosa has arrived. So, you know, and she's out publicly, pushing her book. Remember, this was the same person that was irritated that she couldn't get her wedding photos taken at the White House. You know what I mean? So what did she lie about? Did she lie on the front end that he never used any bad words or what have you, or he never used any racial slurs and that Trump was a good guy? Or is she lying now by saying how do you know? Do liars only lie about certain things? That's why I said to you, the left is in love with this woman now. She is like their saint, their new patron saint. No insult intended to my Catholic friends. Amorosa, who's promoting her anti-Trump tell-all book, bragged about sneaking a recording device into the White House. That's the other thing, too. I would imagine that that's a federal offense. You know, here she signs a non-disclosure agreement, okay? She knows that there's certain areas of the White House, certain areas that you're not supposed to bring electronic devices in, recording devices in. She does anyway, and she records anyway. It's against the law. She's a liar and a sneak. She should have absolutely no credibility with the outside world. But the left touts her as a hero, right? Because she broke the law. That's what I was getting at earlier. Does the left just love people who break the laws? Is that how it's done? Or is it when you really hate somebody, it's okay to do something wrong? Right? Amorosa, who's promoting her anti-Trump tell-all book, she bragged about sneaking the recording devices in there. And into the Situation Room. Now, my understanding is there's a big sign next to the Situation Room that says electronic devices not allowed in, yada, yada, yada. And there's lockers out right outside the door you can lock the stuff in. There's likely a technical crime or two that's been committed here. Former U.S. Attorney Joyce Vance told the MSNBC group, you know, they were just so happy. Obviously, prosecutors don't choose to prosecute every technical crime that's been committed, but she probably should get herself a lawyer and be safe. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders blasted Amorosa for breaking White House protocol and engaging national security by secretly recording Chief of Staff John Kelly when he fired her. The very idea that a staff member would sneak a recording device into the White House Situation Room shows a blatant disregard for national security. Agreed. She should be fired and maybe even locked up for a while. I mean, does your word mean anything anymore? Do these people really have any kind of integrity whatsoever? Apparently not. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin joins us after the break. You'll like it. I promise. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and buying coffee mugs. Keep telling you, it tastes better when it's in a coffee mug. Come on, give it a try. You don't get your money back if I lie to you, but, you know, give it a try anyway. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to help kick it off and get things rolling. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, it's in kicking off the week, you've got a whole weekend that you got to play this weekend, right?
Yes.
Well, a little bit more than yes would help. What were you doing this weekend, Kimberly?
Oh, sorry.
You weren't hanging out by the beach, I'm sure.
It was actually 4 days in a row. Wasn't just a weekend.
Wow.
I was taking a class with Masad Ayoub at Londonderry Fishing Game in Litchfield, New Hampshire. One of the best classes I've ever taken in my life. It was an amazing, amazing class. And that's when one of the days I was driving home, and 10 hours is a long day, and we went a solid 10 hours, 3 to 4 hours of shooting on the range, and then the rest classroom. And then I realized, I'm like, you know what? There is nothing that has empowered me more as a woman than learning how to use a firearm for my own protection.
Oh, you're just saying that because the NRA is paying you or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a gun industry lobbyist or NRA. Yeah, I've been called that lately. No one's paying me to say something like that. Nope.
You know, you weren't, so were you learning how to shoot people? Were you learning how to, you know, that kind of thing? Or
No. Just shoot better. You know, we were shooting at targets, from distances, from different positions, not shooting at people. No one teaches you how to shoot at people. At least I hope they don't.
Isn't that what the NRA does, though? Doesn't the NRA teach you how to kill people or, you know, use guns to take? That's what I hear. I mean, it's all over the news.
You don't use a gun. You don't have a firearm to kill someone. You have a firearm to stop someone if they are attacking you.
I keep getting it wrong.
That's the difference. I know these people, I know that the aunties think it's all bad, bad, bad. But you know what? It's all about protecting yourself because you never know. And let's face it, none of us know where these horrifying bad guys are going to come from. I was just reading a story today about this poor woman who was an escaped convict, got out, saw her house, watched her house, waited till everyone left, but she was there. And then he ended up beating her on her head till she was passed out. Luckily, thank God, she was on the phone with one of her friends when it happened, and sheriffs arrived before the guy did any worse damage to her. But after that incident, she was absolutely terrified, did all this stuff to secure her house, even got a police dog, a police German Shepherd, and it still didn't make her feel safe. She was traumatized. And you know what made her feel safe finally? Having a firearm, learning how to use it to protect herself. That finally gave her peace of mind that she would be safe if something like that ever happened to her again.
Wow.
I was reading the story and I was horrified for her. And that's a lot of times you read those stories, and that's how women come to owning a firearm. From a threat, or they were
She was there. But she's right. You know, she's right about that. It's like just having the gun in and of itself shouldn't make you feel better. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Simply having a gun is not going to make you feel better, because if you don't know how to use it, if you're not sure you can make things happen with it, then it's pretty useless to you. You know what I mean? But again, I mean, the people of Chicago. Well, actually, what was it? Joe Biden. I love Joe Biden, who said, hey, not a problem. All you got to do is take your shotgun. Remember? Go out to your balcony as the guy's beating down your door, or whoever. You women, you get yourself a shotgun. You go to the back balcony. Now, the part that always confused me is, if I have a shotgun and it's loaded, why wouldn't I just aim it at the door and tell the guy, I've got a shotgun. If you come in, I'm going to kill you. No. He doesn't want you to take that chance. Go to the back balcony. Fire off a round, which I'm sure in most cities is perfectly legal. Fire off a round. And then what? Wait for the guy at the front door who's beating down your door. Hear the shotgun and go, that might be her. I'll have to leave now. This is how these people think. It's nuts on every level. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. We'll get Kimberly back. It'll take a while, but we'll get her back. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Chicago, they are relieved. They are relieved that only 40 people were shot this weekend. And I'm not saying that as a joke. They're saying it. Violence in Chicago over the weekend was about normal Are you hearing this? Normal for the summer. At least 37 people were shot. And for that, city officials are relieved. Think about this. Think about how sad this is. That they're relieved that only 37 were shot. Toll was down by more than half from the previous weekend. City's most violent in more than 2 years, with at least 74 people hit by gunfire on August 5th. More people were shot in a single day at the September 2011, when the Tribune began tracking every shooting in Chicago. At least 47 were hit by gunfire, 40 of them during a seven-hour period. The bloodshed brought demand from community leaders for action, and the city responded by sending in more than 600 extra police. So they sent in 600 extra police. That's why it's down by half. Hello? I mean,
hi.
Oh. I wasn't talking to you, but that'll do, too.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, don't you love it? I was just talking about the 40 people that were shot in Chicago this weekend, and the city was relieved because it's half of what it was. And I was saying, too bad they didn't do what Joe Biden said to do, which was grab a shotgun, go on your balcony, fire it off, because that would scare away all those killers, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's such a brilliant idea. You know, one of the things that you learn when you actually take firearm safety training is that not only are you responsible for every bullet that leaves your firearm, but if you don't know your target and what's beyond, you could be in really big trouble.
God. And here's the other thing.
People...
No, I'll let you vent on the other side of the break because you're running out of time and I know you want to vent, but I love this one here. So... last weekend Rahm Emanuel came out and started screaming about everything, I want you to think about this. He said, we have too many criminals on the street. So I was trying to figure out who lets that happen. The mayor, you moron. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Kimberly Moreno will be with us on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mastina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump traveled to Fort Drum, New York to sign the John S. McCain National Defense Authorization Act. It gives service members a raise and provides funding for new weapons and equipment.
After years of devastating cuts, we're now rebuilding our military like we never have
before.
The bill provides $717 billion to the military and advances many of Senator John McCain's policy priorities, including tough language on Russia. The president specifically highlighted a 2.6% raise for military personnel. Finally, that's how President Trump reacted to the firing of FBI agent Peter Strzok. Strzok sent critical messages about then-candidate Trump in 2016 while overseeing the opening of the Russia investigation. The FBI is now running the investigation into Friday's theft of an airplane at SeaTac. Port of Seattle Commission President Courtney Grigori said all security protocols were followed the day of the hijacking.
We had an aberration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the everyday conversation. And let me just bring her in because I know she's chomping at the bit. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always enjoy my time with her, and she kind of helps us kick off the week. Kicks off the issue and catch up from the weekend. Hey, Peter Strzok, I mean, was that perfect timing? Go ahead and fire him on a weekend. I was complaining about that earlier because you can't talk about it. It kind of dies over a 2 or 3 day news period, doesn't it?
That's why people, I mean, the Obama administration did it. I'm sure the Bush administration did it. If you don't want people to be talking about something by Monday, you release it on Friday. Yeah. I think all government people do that.
It's it'd be great to have one of those 24-hour stations that just was live all the time, just feeding this stuff. It'd be, well, I guess CNN's supposed to be live, but yeah, sure. Watch it happen on there, right?
I mean, seriously. How can they be live when their reporters are zombies?
I don't know.
Ha ha, sorry. well, even if so, right, even if you had something like that, people are reporting it. They're throwing it out there. It's just people are busy on weekends. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear news like all day the past 4 days. I had to, and when I came home, I was busy. So, you don't hear as much news over the weekend when you're busy and you're doing the things that you need to do. And so they know that, right?
Right.
They know that. They know people are going to be busy. They're not going to be as in tune as with what's going on. They're not going to be standing by the water cooler at work. So that's how they do it. But, you know, he should have been fired a long time ago.
Oh, no kidding. And now his attorney is complaining that they didn't follow protocol and that basically he shouldn't have been fired. He was supposed to be suspended for 60 days and knocked down another grade.
All of that should have happened years ago. Before Trump even became into existence, you think this guy Strzok was just this lying scumbag?
Oh, no, no.
Suddenly?
No.
Oh, hell no.
No, no. It didn't start over.
Oh, no,
weekend,
no, no.
And when they
you
knocked him down.
Start out that way.
When they knocked him down and put him in HR, they didn't take his security clearance away from him. So he was still able to take top secret, take classified material and take it down a notch. That should infuriate you.
That was one of the dumbest things I ever heard. But no, he is, I'm sure, and they'll probably never admit this, I'm sure they look back at any case he ever had his dirty little fingers on, that there was some kind of corruption in there. And if I was anyone who was prosecuted because of him, I would absolutely make sure that that case got reopened up if there was any question or doubt, just because of how corrupt we already saw that he is. And that's only what we're hearing about. We don't know everything, and we never will.
No, that just started during the presidential stuff, you know, because he was just overtaken with surprise that there would be a President Trump. So, you know, he didn't do it to all those other cases. He's always been an honest and upright guy.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Like I said,
you're enjoying.
You don't just
much.
Become corrupt like he was overnight. Okay,
well,
you don't.
Look, it's this thing with Omarosa. And I'm sorry. Did I ruin your dinner? But she, you know, think about this. She was nobody's darling, right? When she first left the White House, she wouldn't say anything bad about the president, so they really weren't interested in her. They weren't chasing her around, and now that the book has come out, she's pushing the book, and now all of a sudden, yes, he used racial slurs. He doesn't have a clue to what's going on. He doesn't know what's going on in the White. All of a sudden, he's a bad guy. And what happened? She can't get away from MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS. I mean, they all want her on the show. They all love her. They just gravitate towards garbage.
I never watched that show or whatever, but from what I read about and what I've seen on, you know, even just short clips, Omarosa was a terrible person to begin with, not somebody I would ever hire. So I'm not sure why Trump thought she was a good idea to hire, because from what I understand, she just always caused problems before that. So why would you hire someone like that if they're going to cause, when you have a team, you have to have a team. You can't have one person over here causing trouble within your team, because then it all just falls apart and everybody just doesn't work together well. So, yeah, but the left is just going to jump on her like, oh, we love her now. They hated her guts when she took a job with the administration, but now they love her.
Well, yeah, look, I kind of get what he was looking to do. I mean, they all kind of do it. He was looking for somebody from the African-American community that had some credits there, or credit there, whatever the heck they call it. You know, hoping that she would be able to reach them for him, because he knew where he stood. But look at, how long ago did he fire her? It was quite some time ago that he fired her, and the black community has, or mainstream media has a problem if they're trying to peg him as hated by blacks now, because his approval rating in the black community is rising.
Right.
Right?
Well, that's because people are getting jobs, and they got some tax relief.
That's bad.
And you know what I mean? Like, people, this is what Democrats don't ever grasp. Sure, some people got free, quote-unquote, health care, but there's millions of us who got screwed with our health care and paid huge, huge increases, or can't even afford health care, or can't afford to even have health insurance anymore. Then there's more of us, and we vote, right?
Yeah.
And then the job market was crap for most of that time. The economy wasn't doing that good. Poverty was at a 50-year high. I mean, people feel these things in their everyday lives. They understand what it's like to go to the store and have to get every item on sale because you can't afford not to. So when people get a little bit of relief, even if it's just a small bit, or what was it, crumbs, as Nancy Pelosi called it, it makes a difference in their everyday, daily lives.
You know, speaking
it really
of
makes a difference.
Mental health issues, you brought her up, Nancy Pelosi, right? So she's out there, and she really is upset that they may not vote her in again, because, you know, when they win, I think she's going to have great-grandchildren if she's waiting for that to happen. But when they win, then she'll ask people to vote for her. She says she hasn't asked anybody, but she is the only one that could lead them, and they'll figure that out when they win the elections and that kind of stuff. So this is just crazy. I mean, she does know how to raise money. She is a money raising powerhouse.
Yep.
You know?
No, I give her credit for that. She does know how to raise money. But what purpose has she actually served Democrats since, I don't know, what,
Kimberly,
they've lost
her.
Power. They've been out of power for how many years now?
They love her. They love her.
She's a horrifying, heinous, and I hate to use this term even to describe her, a human being. She is just really, she is the tip. If you look at a picture of an elitist in the dictionary, her picture should be there. She is everything that is wrong with politics, everything that is wrong with government. She has absolutely no idea what it's like to be middle class or a lower income working class American in this country today, and probably hasn't for years. But she thinks she knows better than all of us. We're just morons who don't understand healthcare. She didn't even read the bill. I probably read more of it than she did. But that's her job, not mine. That's why I knew it was bad. This is one of the problems with these people.
In all fairness, she was open and honest and said, you know, she had to pass it so she could read it and find out what was in it. Remember? I mean, she was honest about that.
Yes, I remember.
Basically, she said, yes, I remember. I didn't read the bill, so let's pass it, and then I'll have some time to read it after that. You know? That kind of thing.
Don't get me started on that hole. That's like giving me flashbacks. Oh, my God. But that's so we're dumb, right?
We're dumb. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yes, that's what they think. We're dumb. We can't understand legislation. We don't look at, you know, legislation is online. We can't because we're not the privileged politicians. We can't somehow, as regular Americans, read a piece of legislation. Granted, at the federal level, it's ridiculous how they write it. And then, of course, they shove all kinds of other stuff that you have to pass in it, which is even more outrageous. But they just think we're too dumb to read it and understand it. So they'll just pass it. And that's how they pass everything.
Yeah.
Because, they're just voters. We're making laws that will affect their everyday lives, but that's okay. They're not going to read the bill. They can't understand it.
I wish, you know, these guys don't have the guts to do it, but I wish they would pass a law that basically said, look, here's the deal. Every law has to be looked at 5 years later. It has to come back around to be like reauthorized or something to make sure it's actually having the effect that they want it to have. You can discuss that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Kimberly and I will be back right after the break. And yes, that was proper English.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly, truly being part of the conversation. Let's just bring her in because I know she's got a lot to say. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, so we can kind of stir it up together. I used to get her all aggravated, but she's kind of turned the tables on me now lately once in a while. So, hey, thanks for being
here. I'm innocent.
Yeah.
I'm right. Innocent.
Okay.
There's a little halo above my head.
Yeah, well, that's the... Never mind. Okay. That's the gunpowder that's still emanating from your hair from the last 4 days. What was I going to ask you? There was one... Oh, are we going to have to ban planes now? I mean, did you notice how easy it was for that guy to steal that plane? Oh, and the other thing was, he was such a nice man. Remember that?
They're always nice, right? In his case, he had security clearance, so, I mean, your average Joe, your average person isn't going to be able to get to where he did, I don't believe. I mean, I would hope not, right? Am I right?
I'm with you. No. You would think they would.
So that's... I can kind of see that, but, you know, I don't know how it is at smaller airports. Like, I don't know how security is at those. I'm not often in one of those. I think the smallest airport I've been at is Jackson, Wyoming, where they... But it's still, you know.
Well, it's easy to get, look at some of the ones, it's easy to get to some of the smaller, or easier, I should say, to get on at some of the smaller airports, all right? But I got to tell you, when you look at this guy, how did he get, I mean, I don't expect a real answer from you, but how did he get the plane started? How did he get, you know, that
thing? Well, he knows about planes. Anybody can learn about planes.
Yeah.
You know that. I've known people who have taken flying lessons. I mean, anybody can literally learn how to fly a plane.
Right, but he didn't.
I know he didn't take them, but he did.
But he must have did something online, right?
Yes, he did something either online or he had some kind of software to help him go through all the motions that is sold.
Wow.
Please, dear God, don't ban that now just because of one jerk. Because I already know that's where the big government people are going. But, I mean, that's why we have security at these places, right? To make sure the wrong people don't do these things.
You know as well as I do what's going to happen, right?
Yes, I do.
You know, they're going to come up with this more stringent security. It's just like, why? You have one incident where this happened. I realize somebody else could have grabbed this plane and flew it into a small building or a schoolyard or what have you. But it's just amazing to me. It's amazing to me that you know, as you say, this guy was in a trusted circle. He was there. He had worked at the airport. They knew who he was. But again, you talk to the neighbors. I just don't believe that nobody knew or nobody understood there was something a little off about this guy.
You know what? People will think back now, and that's how it usually happens in these kind of cases. Like, people will think back, and then they'll see the red flags. They didn't see the red flags, and they popped up, but when they start thinking about or playing out scenarios or discussions or conversations or actions, then they'll see the red flags. But you know what? If you're just a regular person, you've known someone for a long time, you don't necessarily see red flags when they start to go off the deep end. You just don't. Unless it's completely obvious.
Yeah. Well, you're nicer than I am, because I'm sure that we're going to find out that there were people around him, employees or whoever. I mean, and thank God he didn't kill anybody else. And if you listen to the recordings, he almost sounded sane, didn't he? He almost sounded like there's really nothing wrong with him.
Right.
Did you hear any of those? I know you
heard part. I heard part of it. Yeah, I didn't hear the whole. I listened to all of them, but I heard part of it. But see, that's what people like that can do. They can hold up that facade of being completely fine when inside their heads they're completely have lost their minds. I mean, you hear that about serial killers, right? Over different cases. Oh, he was really nice. He was such a nice young man. And then you find out this horrifying lifestyle, right? So, I mean, you know, I guarantee if some people think back, and people will be interviewed by investigators, and something might pop up that they say, oh, now I see, yep, you know. But if someone is holding up this facade to everyone else, even though inside they're kind of crazy,
yeah.
They usually can do it pretty good.
Yeah. Well,
until something finally just breaks.
Pops.
Yep.
All right. Speaking of something that's going to pop and break, right? Democrats.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. Really, they're not. No, I was going to talk about pimples, I promise. You know, they're really kind of gone, these people, right? More and more Democrats are realizing or thinking or believing that capitalism sucks, right? So as you watch this move, and this has been happening for a long time. I don't know why people are surprised by this. So a Gallup poll released today shows that the number of Democrats who approve of capitalism have dropped by 9 points to 47%, while 57% approve of socialism. Now, here's the thing. You should at least know what it is you want to implement. So, again, I say we should send them down by bus or by plane. Well, bus is more of a socialistic way to travel. We should send them down by bus to...
Without a bathroom.
That's disgusting.
Or air conditioning.
Oh, God. And there's Dems in there. You know what that'll smell like after a while?
Exactly.
Right? So we'll send them down where they can get a real understanding of socialism firsthand. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic idea. When I saw that survey, too, and I was like, how can people be that ignorant of history? Because we've seen this put into practice in history in other places, and often, most often, it turns into something very, very extremely deadly called communism. Socialism is just a precursor to, you know, socialism is the warm-up to communism. And none of these countries that have socialist democracies, so to speak, are actually, you can use to compare either, because they have issues as well. They're just not talked about because people like Bernie Sanders want to think they're so fantabulous that he's just going to keep pimping out failed programs, and especially programs where, you know, a country's only 30 million people and we're 330 million.
Yeah, so, it's always easier. People don't want to do, I hate to use this term, apples to apples. They really don't.
There's nothing to, you can't. And the thing is, they don't seem to even understand what it really is. They don't know the history of it. They don't understand how it's actually been enacted, what happens as a result, how it's actually working in other places now. They ignore all that and they say, oh, but that wasn't really Chad. That wasn't really true socialism. Like, you know.
Are you trying to make fun of California girls? That's what it sounds like to me.
Sorry. Couldn't help it. But I don't understand why people are so, I'm trying to find the best word to use without being completely insulting.
The other part of this poll really has to scare you, though, because it also found that the number of respondents who had a positive image of the concepts like free enterprise or small business has decreased. So if that's the case, that means that people don't really understand what free enterprise, they don't understand what free enterprise has really truly done for them in this country. And small business, I mean, my God, 70% of the economy is driven by small business.
Yep.
You know?
No, because their party spends an awful lot of time demonizing small business, large business, capitalism, even if they use it different words. You know, look at that crazy lunatic from Massachusetts, Lizzie Warren. She's constantly demonizing business owners, businesses, capitalism, on a regular basis. And she's dumb as dirt and doesn't know what she's talking about. But they love her. They love her. Oh, Lizzie Warren. Oh, my God. She, like, lied to get into college. Okay, I'm doing it again. Sorry.
Yeah, you are doing it again.
Sorry, I did not mean to do it. I can't help it.
I'm going to give them your email address, though. They can send the nasty letters to you, you know?
I love nasty letters. They make my day. I love it when I get hate mail. I really do. This is from public education and universities. That's what it is, Joe. And of course the media. That's what it is.
Well, when you look at the drop from 2010 to today, right? You've had the young people now don't feel good about capitalism. It's gone from 68% feeling okay down to 45%. And you're right. It's what they're being taught. It's how they're being taught that this stuff works, and they're so wrong about it. But anyway, I don't know. You're right. It's about education. But until conservatives decide to step up and do the right thing and get involved in education again, you can't fix this, right?
No, I don't think you can. I don't know about that, but no, these.
But who else is going to teach them about really what capitalism is about? It ain't going to be. Well, we haven't got time for this. You have to tell people how to find you. God.
Oh, I can't believe it's that time already. GraniteCrop.com, New Hampshire Political Buzz, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
All right. You know, we've got a lot coming up in the next hour. Al Sharpton crashes a press conference in Florida to straighten out a sheriff about how he should deal with violence. Al, goal to Chicago. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.